Believe it or not, this Moitzei Shabbos, we begin to recite Slichos, and I think most, when Slichos begins, sort of are in a fog, not only in their preparation for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Narayim, for Tshuva, but most don't really understand what Slichos is about. The piyutim are difficult, the language is hard, the Lashon, the Rishonim, the Gonim, the Paitanim is not simple to get through. What I'd like to try to do is share four Yesodos in Slichos, four ultimate points as to why we recite Slichos and what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to be thinking. And I hope that this will be beneficial and helpful in terms of the recitation of Slichos in general. And this year, of course, we'll be reciting Slichos quite a bit, and upwards of 20 times between this Motzei Shabbos as we begin and concluding on Erev Yom Kippur. So certainly it's worthy and worthwhile to understand a bit more about Slichos. I like to start with four words that we will say this Motzei Shabbos. It's in the Pizmon for Yom Rishon. And those four words, I believe, have two major yesodos in terms of what Slichos is about. Those four words are B'motzoe Menucha Kidamnucha Tchila. To understand what those four words mean and what they're trying to get across. The first two, B'motzoe Menucha, that as the day of rest leaves us, and we're all familiar with the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, quoted by the Rama in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, that we begin to recite Slichos B'yom Rishon Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah, the Sunday prior to Rosh Hashanah. Now, of course, there have to be at least 4 days of Slichos recited, as we'll discuss momentarily, but we always begin Slichos on a Motzei Shabbos. We always start Slichos B'yom Rishon Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. And of course, the question is, what's unique about Sunday? Why? And why is the Paitan stressed B'motzoi Menucha? Why is it that Motzei Shabbos, Yom Rishon, B'Shabbos is the day when Slichos begins? The explanation in the Sefer Leket Yosha, the Leket Yosha was the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, found in Hilchos Simei Slichos Ozdal, who writes his father. Lekach, Tov Lahaschel B'Yom Aleph, says the Leket Yosha, it's appropriate, it's good to begin reciting Slichos on the first day of the week, Yom Rishon, ki ha'am smeche machmas mitzvas ha'Torah, the people, the nation, Klal Yisrael is so happy as a result of the Torah, Shem Lomdim Shabbos, everybody learned something on Shabbos, they heard Kriyas ha'Torah, they had some time to learn, everybody's Torah busy during the week with a myriad of responsibilities, but Shabbos for sure, somebody, people have learned, spent time studying Torah, they're smechem machmas mitzvas ha'Torah, v'gam Machmas Oneg Shabbos, and also because there was Cholent, and everybody had a wonderful Suda and Sudos, and people are full, and people have their feeling of joy, and are uplifted spiritually and physically. Ramin in the Gemara says, Mesechah Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Eina Shechina Shora, Lo Mitoch Atzlus V'tomich, Lo Mitoch Atzvus, Ela Mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Shechina, Kadosh Baruch is only Shori when we're B'Simcha. And thus concludes the Leket Yosher, Tov Lahaschil Espala Mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And therefore we begin Slichos tonight, Dafka Motzei Shabbos, because the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. More often than not, Slichos are recited in the morning, early in the morning, was when they're supposed to be recited, as the Mechaber says, and is practically done contemporarily, and for many, many hundreds of years in Jewish history. But Dafka Motzei Shabbos, everybody recites Slichos in the evening, most kihilos, most communities in Klal Yisrael. It's done at Motzei Shabbos, because we have this Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the Oneg Shabbos, and concludes the Leket Yosher v'gam ha'payat hischil b'motzoi minucha, and that's the reason the Paita begins, Slichos b'motzoi minucha. Thus what emerges is the importance of Slichos, and beginning Slichos has to be a joyous event. We should be excited and happy, a big smile on our face, that we have the opportunity to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an opportunity to be b'simcha when we know that we have a matan called tshuva, and we have the opportunity to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, Slichos should be recited with Simcha. We begin with Simcha, and that Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the recitation of Slichos, is something that should continue with each and every single one of us as we go from day to day and week to week with the recitation of Slichos, the opportunity to encounter our Creator, to be mispalel and to be miskarev l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Leket Yosher says. But it's the second two words that the Paitan mentions that need to be understood as well. B'motzoi minucha, as the day of rest, as Shabbos leaves us, kidamnucha tchila, we have encountered you first. We are first in line. We are coming to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ishbitzer Rebbe asks, what does it mean, kidamnucha tchila, that we have come first? And he quotes the Psukim in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yotes. Famously, we often know that Shimi ben Gera cursed, mocked, and threw stones at David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael, as he was fleeing, as his son Avshalom was rebelling against him, and as David HaMelech was leaving Yerushalayim, Shimi ben Gera threw stones at him, cursed him, klala nimretzes, a very, very evil, difficult klala and pain that he suffered as a result of telling David HaMelech inappropriate things and wrong things. But the Psukim tell us later on in Perek Yotes, Perek Tezvav, that Shimi ben Gera felt awful as a result of what he did. And as David HaMelech returned to Yerushalayim, Shimi ben Gera approaches David HaMelech, Vayomer HaMelech, Al Yachashev Li Adoni Avon, please, David, don't remember my sin, the transgression. Val Tizkor Es Asher Ha'eva Avdechem, don't recall, don't commemorate what I have done to you. Vayom Asher Yotza Adoni HaMelech Mishlaim, the day that you left Yerushalayim, that day is clear, and that day I remember clearly, but please don't remember what I did. Ki yada avdecha ki ani chatasi, because I know that I have sinned. V'hinei basi hayom rishon l'chol beis Yosef laredes likras Adonai HaMelech. We all sinned, we all did wrong, we were all rebelling against you. However, vini basi hayom rishon l'chol beis Yosef, I have come first. I am the first in line. I'm the person who is coming to immediately from the get-go amongst all of the people who rebelled, amongst all of the rebels. I am coming first. And because I'm coming first, please have rachmanis, have mercy on me, and don't remember that event which I have done. And those surrounding David HaMelech said to him, how could it be? Maliv alachem b'nei tzri, you're going to really listen to Shimi ben Gera? Do you remember what Shimi did? How could it be? And David HaMelech responds, Vayomer HaMelech el Shimi lo samos. Vayishavala HaMelech. David HaMelech tells Shimi, you will not die. I will not execute you. I'll not murder you, even though you're worthy of the death penalty. You're worthy of execution because you cursed the king and you threw stones at the king. Vayishavu HaMelech, David HaMelech promised him that he would not do anything. How could David HaMelech not execute Shimi? How could he not do that? Here he was a rebel. David was Melech Yisrael, had all the power to do that. He should have done that. He could have done that. He had the halachic wherewithal to do it. Because nobody can curse the king and throw stones at the king. And Zakt Ishbitzer Rebbe, because Kidamnucha Tchila, Hine Basi Rishon, he came first. And any time an individual shows remorse, but doesn't just show remorse, but comes first, and comes immediately, and comes quickly, that's a siman of care, of concern, of interest, of sincerity, of commitment. And that's what Shimi ben Gera showed David HaMelech, and thus Vayishava David. David sweared and he promised that he wouldn't do anything to Shimi ben Gera. And he says the Ishbitzer Rebbe, that's the pshat in the pizmon. B'motzoi minucha ki damnucha tchila, we have come first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that we have sinned. We have remorse. We have charat, we have aziva sacheit. We have a kabbalah lahaba. But more than that, kidamnucha tchila, we're coming first, we're first in line. And just like David Melech Yisrael was willing to be mevater, was willing to be soleach and mochel, you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, Malchi Amlachem, please have rachmanis, please have chemlan as you're the avinu of rachman, you're the rachman, you're the solchan, please, we've come first. So often, we all say, ah, Rosh Hashanah, it's in another 10 days, I'll deal with it then. Yom Kippur is 10 days later, I'll deal with the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have Kol Nidre, we have Shacharis, we have Musaf, I'll deal with it at Ne'ilah. And we push things off, we procrastinate. But the serious person, a person who really cares and who's really concerned, he gets to work immediately. Kidamnucha techila. And thus, that's what Slichos represents. Slichos is an opportunity to start the ball rolling from the beginning. It's hachana, it's preparation. It's showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not just going to wait till the ball drops on Rosh Hashanah. I'm not going to wait till I say Shachiyanu v'kimanu v'yanu v'azman ezeh. I'm not going to wait till I hear the haunting tune when I hear the Baruch Hu of Leil Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to wait to then to be inspired and to do tshuva. But I'm ready, prepared, Motzai Shabbos, the Sunday before, the Yom Rishon before, I'm going to spend a week plus reciting slichos, thinking, contemplating. I'm getting up earlier. I'm spending time thinking about the tshuva, contemplating how I could come closer to you. And thus, these are the meaning of the first four words in the Pisman that we will recite together, collectively, Motzai Shabbos, but Motzai Minucha Kidamnucha Tchila. Because this represents the double-edged opportunity that we have to do so b'simcha, as the Leket Yosher says, b'motzoi minuchan, and use the simcha of Motzei Shabbos to bring it into all of the other slichos. And more than that, kidamnucha tchila, to start and to push and to get the ball rolling from the beginning. Here's our opportunity. But as I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph mentions, based upon the Ramah, that there need to be at least 4 days of slichos. There must be at least 4. The shortest amount of slichos that we could have is 4 days, and we always start on Motzei Shabbos. But why 4 days? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Vav to Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, quoting the Eli Rab, writes, Tam Shekavu Arba Yomim, the reason that we have 4 days. Shekei Matzino Bekarbanos, Shetunim Bikur Mimum Arba Yomim, Kodim HaKrava, before any carbon is brought, you need at least 4 days to be mevaker the mum, to check carefully, analyze cautiously, carefully, meticulously the animal that's being brought for the carbon for 4 days to make sure that there's no mum, there's no blemish. Ubechol HaKarbono, says the Mishnah Berurah b'Parshas Pinchas Ksivik Raftem Ola, regarding all of the karbanos that are offered in each of the Yamim Tovim in Parshas Pinchas, it says, and you shall offer an Ola. However, in Rosh Hashanah, take a look at the psukim there in Parshas Pinchas, and it's astounding. It's blatant. It screams out on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say v'kraftem. You know what it says? Ve'osisem ola. How do you read that words? Ve'osisem ola. It should say v'kraftem ola. L'lamed shib Rosh Hashanah yase odom atzmo ki'ilu makrevis atzmo. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not offering a korban. You know what we're doing? We are the korban. Vasisem ola shibrosh shana yase adam atzma kilu makrevis atzma. I'm bringing myself. I'm offering myself a kadosh baruch hu. V'lachin kavu arba yamim levaker kol mumechat aso v'lashuv aleihem. And for these 4 days, you know what I'm doing when I'm reciting slichos? I'm checking my blemishes. Slichos gives me an opportunity to offer myself, to give of myself, to look carefully. From my eyes, to my ears, to my nose, to my throat, to my hands, to my feet, I need to check myself. And slichos gives me that closer opportunity to analyze, to think. It's not enough just to do so in other contexts. But slichos gives me that extra opportunity to be mevaker mumei atzmo ve'osisem ola. And thus you need 4 days, because it's not enough just to enter besimcha. It's not enough just to start early. But there's a third aspect of slichos, and that's ve'osisem, to me, myself, and I, to start and to look at myself carefully, and I make myself a korban. Part of making myself a korban means getting up a little bit earlier. Part of making myself into a korban means saying the words more carefully, thinking about what I'm saying, understanding what I'm saying, reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and me, myself, and I entering the Ola and offering myself, putting myself in the Mizbech, making myself vulnerable, looking at myself more carefully. That says the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem, the Eli Rabbah, is the Pshat and Slichos, at least 4 days, to be Mevaker Mumei Atzma. But it's not only true in Ben Adam L'makom, it's also true Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The Gemara says, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to know how it is that I will certainly forgive Klal Yisrael, make sure to say the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, which are really the fundamental, the core of each of the slichos that we recite every single day. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesiv Emes, Notzer Chesel Alafim, says the Gemara, that you know what you should do? Don't say the words, but Yasu Lefanai. Just like ve'asisem ola, and not v'hikraftem ola, the Shlok Kadosh quotes from the Tolas Yaakov, that you be medayek in the Gemara. It doesn't say yom rulefana yugimol midos rachmim. You don't just recite simply these 13 attributes of mercy during slichos, but yasu, we should be and fulfill them act them out. Mahu chanun af ata chanun. When it says Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is rachum, we too should be compassionate. We too should be merciful. We too should be kind. We should too should be malevolent. Rachum v'chanun erech apayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu slow to anger. We too should be slow to anger. Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun erech apayim rav chesed. We should be so full of chesed. That's all Reb Chaim Brisker wanted in his kever, to say two words about me, rav chesed. We too should act like that. It's not enough just to yomru. So when we recite slichot, it's not that we're just saying something. We're not just reciting Hashem, Hashem kel rachem v'chanan erech apayim rav chesed v'emes. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is truthful, we too should be honest and truthful and upright, sincere and serious, and keep our word. But we should act like that. We don't just say that. And therefore, just like the purpose of the 4 days is v'asisem ola, part of slichos also has to be ya'asu lefanai. We have to live the yud gimel midos rachmim, as it says in the Sefer Torah Dvar from Rav Moshe Kardavero, the great mekubal, that the purpose of the yud gimel midos rachmim is to implant in each and every single person the midos that we should be mizdame lekono, that we should imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imitesh yodei, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these midos, we too should have these midos, we too should be compassionate and kind, careful, benevolent, truthful, to be balei chasadim, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And thus, that's the third yesod which we have in slichos. It's not enough just to be and say slichos besimcha, and to recognize and to smile and to be so happy and to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the matana of tshuva. We have to start the process earlier, and that we also do with slichos. But number three, we begin to see yasu lefanai. We have to live HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to live the midos. We have to be willing to offer ourselves to be vulnerable, vasisem ola. But there's yet a fourth point. And this you could find in the Levush. The Simtov Kuf Pei Aleph writes that it's not enough during the Tkuf of Tishrei just to have three tefillos, but Slichos is a fourth tefillah. And Slichos is patterned, says the Levush, exactly identical to tefillah. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Simtov Kuf Pei Aleph, that the Shlich Tzibur wears a talis just like we wear a talis during tefillah. More than that, says the Ramah, the same Bal tefillah who is davening, the tefillah should also be the one who says slichos. Whoever the chazan is for slichos should also be the chazan for the other tefillos. We begin slichos with Ashrei. We have other psukim, which is similar to psukim de Zimra. They then reach the apex, the climax, the pinnacle of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim. That's like tefillah, that's like Shmon Esrei. And following the Yud Gimel Midos, we recite Tachanun. Thus, the entire slichos experience patterns a full tefillah. From Ashrei to Psukei Dezimra, from Tefillah to Tachanun, we too have the same context within the Slichos that we recite, starting with Ashrei, then the Psukim prior to Yud Gimel Midos, that's Psukei Dezimra. The Yud Gimel Midos is Tefillah, is Shmon Esrei, and thus we conclude all of the Slichos each and every single time with Tachanun, because it's not enough to have three Tefillos. During these critical days of Elul and Tishrei, we need a fourth Tefillah, another opportunity to come close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to encounter you, to come close to you. Thus, slichos is another opportunity, another tefillah. Not only do we have chakras when we wake up, but the moment we say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm here again to bless you, to thank you. I made it through the night, Elokai neshamash nasata bitori. I daven mincha and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got me through the day with all the challenges and the stress and the difficulties. And before I go to sleep, I recite Marv, that I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day went, and here I am. I'm mavir sheina me'ena yisnuma me'afapai. That's generally how we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the course of three tefillos during the day. But slichos is another opportunity to be miskarev, to borei olam, another tefillah. How can we not pass up this opportunity for a fourth tefillah? That's what slichos is. And thus, these are the four elements that we have the opportunity to do during slichos. It's the element of simcha, of joy, of happiness, b'motzei menucha. It's the hislavus, it's the excitement of starting, of getting right to work. Kidamnucha tchila. I'm first. I'm here, HaKadosh Baruch. I'm running. I'm first in line. I don't want to wait to be the last. I'm ready to get to work. It's asiya. It's doing the job. Vasis emola yasulafanai. And finally, the kirva to borei olam, the opportunity to have another tefillah. May we be zocha to take advantage of the wonderful opportunity, the recitation of slichos over the next 20 plus days, to have this simcha, to live with hislavus, to fulfill and to offer ourselves to be miskarev to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ezus HaMashem Yisbarach, we should take advantage of this opportunity, use it well, understand the words that we're saying, and to keep these four points in mind as we recite slichos, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful ksiva v'chasima tova.